More controversy is generating from the takeover of a Ghana Gas Company by the Ghana National Petroleum Corporation, GNPC. In the past weeks, there have been evidence of poor communication on the fate of the takeover. While the Energy Ministry says the takeover has been concluded, the chairman of the board of Ghana Gas says no meeting to that effect has been held. But what are the prospects of the takeover and what happens to staff of Ghana Gas? Is a takeover by GNPC the right way to go? Gloria Anderson sampled the opinions of some energy experts and members of the public on the issue.
On the 12th of December, the announcement of GNPC's takeover of Ghana Gas was made public. The statement released by the Ministry of Energy indicated that the takeover has been concluded. But in a surprise twist, the board of Ghana Gas Company, in a statement signed by the chairman of the board, Kwesi Boche, refuted the claims about the conclusion of the takeover, describing the announcement as surprising and premature. This situation sparked a war of words between the management of Ghana Gas, the Ministry of Energy, and the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning. But what is the prospect of the takeover? What is the right way to handle it? Energy experts have welcomed the takeover of the Ghana Gas Company by GNPC, saying it is justified. The experts Peter Amewu and Kwame Jantua justify claims over why GNPC must take over Ghana Gas. First is Peter Amewu.
I think GNPC invariably is in a very competitive position to take over Ghana Gas. There are various reasons for suggesting such a takeover. But you agree with me that GNPC over the period had some experience in dealing with gas. Even during the construction of the West African Gas Pipeline, they play a very major role. When the Ghana Gas was established, you agree that most of the technical styles were attended from GNPC to Ghana Gas. Ghana Gas, ideally as it stands now, has no gas. If you don't have a gas, how do you sell or process gas? The only entity that owns the gas now, we know, in accordance with our Petroleum Exploration and Production Law, NDC Law 84, is of course GNPC. They have a mandatory title in terms of ownership title over their gas. Now, if for some reason Ghana Gas need gas, the only way they can have gas is for GNPC to assign its ownership title to Ghana Gas, and that will come along with all its own implications. As we speak now, the ownership title of the ownership of the gas has not been assigned to Ghana Gas. So Ghana Gas has no gas and send a right signal to the operators offshore. It is proper that GNPC take over its original ownership and do the necessary processing of the gas. You know, in the gas sector, it is proper that who owns the gas take over the responsibility of ownership and then the processing of the gas.
I don't have any problem with it. I think it's the right thing for government to do. Think in terms of even GNPC being able to find funding. They are not known on the international market, so they would struggle up in because of that. And the ownership of the gas is GNPC and not GNGC. So GNGC was acting as a tolling institution.
Okay.
And we would need to find money to run GNPC, which is hard to get nowadays. So I think with GNPC going out to raise capital, that can be part and parcel of what they used to build capacity.
Government has been criticized for what many have described as a hasty takeover of the Ghana Gas Company. They believe the manner in which government is going about the issue is worrying. Peter Amewu and Kwame Jantua explain why they think there's a lot of controversy surrounding the takeover.
How can it be concluded when you have transaction advisors? I believe that it's a question of communication, and really and truly, that shouldn't have happened.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it is healthy to see two institutions of government at each other's throat. I don't think that is good.
The difficulty came about because of government inconsistency in handling some of these issues. You see, if you have consulted a transaction advisor to undertake a takeover operation of this nature, you don't come out on your own to determine the finalization of the operation when that had not come out from the transaction advisor. What I would expect was for government to consult the transaction advisor, okay, for the purpose of the stage at which the work had gone up to. My understanding is that most of the partners were not aware when the Ministry of Energy came out without announcement. Notwithstanding that, the process is ongoing. It is expected to be completed. Government just needs to be a patient and get some advice from the advisor as to how the final takeover is going to be done. I think that is what is bringing the controversy.
President of Imani Ghana, Franklin Kojo, questioned what the fate of the workers of Ghana Gas Company would be, and he's not the only person with that concern. Many have also sought answers to the same question, but the African Center for Energy Policy say workers of the Ghana Gas Company are safe. Peter Mewu, a member of the center, explains why.
Nothing happens at all. The staff of Ghana Gas still remains as it were. I mean, it is that the management aspect. Now, in preparing the ownership title of the sales of gas, it goes to GNPC. That is all. Ghana Gas is there as probably a branch or a subsidiary.
Okay.
Already, GNPC has some subsidiaries, isn't it? We have the expert who is doing the exploration arms of GNPC. I don't think they're going to lay off the South. Why are they going to throw the South? They are Ghanaians. They're not going to lay them off. Earlier on, some concerns were raised about creation of GNPC. Because the thinking there was that government was just going to create another bureaucracy, institutions where political favorites will be packed. And exactly that is what we are seeing now. We think that the proper thing should be done for the person who owns the gas to take the responsibility of the processing of the gas.
In all of this debate, the view of the ordinary Ghanaian has been silent. It is not surprising, therefore, that many showed little or no interest in the takeover and shied away from talking to me. But some had this to say.
I'm not abreast with this gas project. I hear Dr. Kesibuchi the other day talking about the gas project, whether they will allow GNPC to take over. They came tack of four, so I don't know the one which will benefit the nation. So if it is the best thing, the GNPC takeover will benefit the nation or the gas itself, then let's wait for the rider.
I don't know anything about it. I've not heard anything about it. I don't have any idea about it.
What I can say, it looks total disrespect, because you can't just take over a company without going through the proper channel. At least they should have sat to talk about it. Even if government wants to do such a thing, it needs to use the right channel, because there are people also working there. They've got families, they've got staff to take care of. And I mean, what do you want this boat to do? Are you laying them off, or are you just still going to employ them, just change the name? At least government should just address the whole issue. It's just going to change the name, or still going to maintain the workers, and then they will just be there. It should just state everything clear so that everybody know what's going on.
I'm going to take over something. You yourself, you should be strong enough. As you are not strong and you are going to acquire something, then all of you collapse. I think Ghana Gas should be on its own, can manage it. But if we group everything together like this, like what happened with GRA, that they brought SFs, customs, they brought IRS, VAT service and all that. If you go there, things are so much complicated. If they send it there, we are going to have only one CEO. Until I can see GNPC itself being in a strong position whereby with a refinery and all that thing, they can do things on their own. At this initial stage, taking over Ghana Gas, I don't think it's a good idea.
If the takeover is final and will enhance the activity of the GNPC, what must be the way forward?
I expect rather to see a lot more of efficiency management at its highest level, and also it enhances, you know, the balance sheet of GNPC going forward into looking for partners that are necessary to create in this sector.
There seems to be an agreement on the fate of Ghana Gas by energy experts. They believe the takeover must happen. It will be of great help if communication between the Ministry of Energy, Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, the Ghana Gas Company, and the transaction advisor is made clear.